the Oscars have come out and said, we didn't ask Al Pacino to do that. We just told him to announce the winner.
He came out and said that the Academy asked him not to do that.
Still, so he's like, why does everybody hate on this? Because you're supposed to say, and the Oscar for Best Picture goes to, instead he said, my eyes see Oppenheimer. Like,
thank God for your cataracts and your eyeballs.
That like, is the most welcome to the Rom-Com Rewind Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Devin.
And like you, I love rewatching movies over and over again.
You're here, you made it to us. You love romantic comedies, which is great news because we do as well.
So this is a show where we rewatch rom-coms, break them down a bit for you, maybe take a peek behind the curtain, dig beneath the surface, and decide, does it still hold up?
Today we have another pop culture recap. We have a listener survey, actually, so if you want to tell us what you like about the pod, what you would change about the pod, what you want to hear more of. One thing that we often get from you is little kind of check-ins, pop culture, you know, episodes where we talk about kind of what's going on. And we do these sporadically because we kind of wait until there's a lot of stuff to talk about and then we dive into it. We just did a Love is Blind episode, though. We're going to kind of do a recap of that, the reunion, the finale, and then lots of stuff. If I'm going to go through the laundry list really quick, Academy Awards, hilarious moments. Kate Middleton, as of the recording of this podcast, apparently still missing, which we're going to talk about. and then, of course, a parenting dump, a few other things to talk about. But shall we get started, however?
Yeah, let's do it.
With Love is Blind.
Yes, yes, because we did talk about it, and now we have to finish our thoughts on it.
So if all you want to hear on this pod is just, I want the Love is Blind, like, wrap that in a bow for us. Here we go. So as of the last recording, we hadn't seen the finale of Love is Blind.
Correct.
Or the reunion special.
Right.
To recap what occurred. And maybe we can go couple by couple.
Yeah.
And kind of have a brief chat about it. The only people who actually made it down the altar and also said yes from Love is Blind this season were Johnny and Amy, which is exactly what we predicted, right?
For sure.
I think we both predicted that they were gonna make it and they were gonna do
they
it.
They were
and it
definitely going to make it. The only issue they had was contraception, which Johnny got to learn about. So
which the boy educated himself on.
It's educated. He's now educated in contraception and he got married. Good for him.
They got married. And as of the reunion special, they're still together.
They are. So it's a year later.
Yes. They seem like they're actually in a really, really great place,
They're quite cute.
Not much to talk about with them. But I do love that every season, there's the drama. There's the people who are going to be hot messes. There's going to be all the extra stuff. Every season, I just want one version of like, is love real? Does this actually work? I want one good couple that we all believe in, and Johnny and Amy were them.
I will say, this is the sixth season that we're finishing up, and as the seasons progress, it seems that there is always the one couple, or, you know, there seems to be that there is one couple every season or so, but the drama is increasing and it is overshadowing the idea of the actual TV show. But like, I'm gonna just eat me up a bowl of drama so while watching this.
See, and that's the problem. We do want the drama.
We are the problem. And
even though it's manufactured drama, which I do want to talk about somebody who I believe is manufactured drama later on.
Well, somebody on Instagram was asking, not on rom-com, but just generally threw out a question to on their page saying, is it worth it to watch Love is Blind? And I replied saying like, it's pure garbage.
Yeah.
But like you love it. You keep watching it and you want to watch it.
Totally. Next we have Clay and AD.
Oh my God. Yes.
They make it down the aisle to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
AD, would you take Clay's hand in marriage? Yes. Clay, would you take AD's hand in marriage?
Nah, bruh.
No.
Yeah.
He says no. He breaks this girl's heart. And like I said in the other episode, this guy was showing us all the red flags. I said he built a foundation of a house of red flags.
On a swamp.
Yeah. Like he was ready to never go through with this, and we made it all the way down the aisle, and of course he said no, guys. He had all the issues, all the red flags. We ignored it. We kept on driving down that highway, and now the train wreck has happened.
I will say, I part of me feels bad for the guy because I think he wants to find true love and he wants to find a committed relationship. And I think it's so unfair to him that his dad did him dirty, like
absolutely
bringing him to places where he'd hook up with other women when he's married to Clay's mom. Like, yeah. It's just, that is such a mind F. Like, that totally could mess somebody up.
And, oh, it absolutely does.
You know, yeah. I feel bad for him because I do think he tries, but there's always that inkling. And he has a good relationship with his dad. And I think he idolizes his dad in, not in that way, but I think he's so worried he's going to become that side of his dad because he idolizes his dad in the other aspects of his life, like his athletics, right? They both ran track. And we know from the last episode that his dad totally just put a plug in for himself, saying he was like the Olympic trials.
So I
was like,
awkward.
Okay, dude, like, who are you? Like, nobody knows who you are. We're all talking about your cheating scandal, not about your Olympic trial situation. Poor guy. I feel bad for him. But I also feel bad on the flip side for AD.
Chelsea and Jimmy. Our next ones, they didn't even make it to the altar.
No, they didn't. They broke up a few days before the wedding, or so it looks by production.
And they, like, we knew this was going to happen as well. Or at least I was honestly rooting for this to happen because they were so toxic.
Yeah.
They were never going to work. And yeah, kind of when they break up, I feel like Jimmy did it kind of awkwardly because they're at this dinner and he's like, I don't know where your head's at. And Chelsea was kind of like, oh, yeah, I think I'd say yes. And then the camera shoots back to him. He's like, well, I'm not gonna. So
I'm a hard no.
And then he goes through the laundry list of issues that they have to kind of, you know, set the scene for why this isn't going to work. And he's right.
He is right. I think. OK. Chelsea side of things, I think part of her wanted to say yes because there was another woman, Jess, going after him.
Oh, in the pods, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
when totally. In reality, I think she should have gone for Trevor, which we'll talk about the reunion piece for Trevor a little later. But yeah, like, I think she should have gone, but I think she went for Jimmy because she knew Jess was her competition and I don't think she wanted Jimmy to have her. And then on Jimmy's side of things, like, he was out the moment when Chelsea talked about his best friend and her and him sleeping together. He was out. Like, yeah. He was out at that point. He should have just ended it then.
Breach of trust. Absolutely.
Totally.
And that sat with him pretty deeply. Yeah, let's dive right into the reunion special then. And Trevor, because we've kind of talked about, you know, the three couples for the finale. That's how it all played out. And then we have a reunion special.
Right.
Which is now a year after the show. They always do it this way.
Yeah. Everybody looked great.
Sarah Ann didn't look great, but
Ann. Oh my God, I totally forgot about her.
We can get to that later. I want to talk about Trevor because it's top of mind. So yeah, the backstory is that Chelsea had, you know, this guy, Trevor, who she was kind of interested in at the same time as Jimmy. And she just ended up picking Jimmy.
Right.
But then this is a weird thing that started occurring with Love is Blind is that, like, these people go back out into the like, we watched the show and people were like, oh my God, I know Trevor from Love is Blind. He was dating my friend. And this girl pops up and is like, this guy, Trevor, went on this show and was texting me, like, we were dating.
Yeah.
And he was texting me as he went in saying, like, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to come out of the pods and we're going to continue dating.
We're going to get married.
Yeah. Which they didn't. But, like, so all this stuff comes out about Trevor that he was probably dating somebody while he was in the pods. So then they ask about him at the, they ask him about it at the reunion special.
Yeah, me too. Certainly a lot to unpack there. I think not only Vanessa and I, but everyone on this stage would love to hear what you have to say about that.
So Trevor's just sitting there looking at the floor.
Nah, say with your chest.
That's AD, thank you for that. He's still just staring off
with his mouth open.
I had a whole thing planned to say. I don't know. Yeah. So I guess I'll start by saying,
like, oh my gosh.
Like, that was a long 30 seconds,
dude,
of nothing.
I actually, what he did was horrible. I actually feel really bad for him because he, like, this is one of those things that only happen in, like, a reunion special kind of environment where you get somebody. We're not going to pretty this up with production and editing. We're just going to have a bunch of people on a couch. We're going to ask you an uncomfortable question. And this guy, his brain just shut off. He had nothing happening up there.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell he went out there and he was going to say, like, something that he had prepared. He kind of even, like, says that. But, like, what did you think was going to happen? Did you think you weren't going to get caught? Did you think they wouldn't have the text receipts to show on television?
Well, and, like, this all popped up on social media after the show aired. So it's like you as the guy, you know, like, everybody's talking about this. Don't even say yes to the reunion. Don't go to the reunion,
like,
baby.
Matthew did not go to the reunion.
Totally.
He just declined and said, like, I'm not going. And, like, I think he made the bed, he needs to lie in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at the same time, Jeremy is one to talk.
Oh my gosh.
He was engaged. However, we do find out from Laura, I know you're going to talk about it, but he was engaged. So he did tell people that. But
yeah,
Trevor, it's a train wreck. That was terrible. That was brutal to watch.
So uncomfortable to watch. Like I said, like, those moments so rarely happen. You never get the thing that's not polished by production 6 months ahead of time.
And then, like, 2 minutes later, he goes, can I leave?
Still, like he was a kid getting scolded, and, you know? Like, Vanessa, can I go to my room now?
Vanessa Lachey literally asks him, like, did you come on this show for your career? And he goes, no. Or what did he say? I can't remember what he says. But then Vanessa goes, what career? Like, you have no career. Yeah. This was your 15 minutes of fame, I guess. And you didn't, like, this is not going to turn out the way you want it to.
Speaking of 15 minutes of fame, you kind of alluded to it. I think the most iconic moment of the reunion outside of Trevor, just, like, he's getting memed so much. You've probably, even if you don't watch the show, you've seen Trevor probably staring off into the distance. Sarah Ann, girl who wedged herself between Jeremy and
Laura.
She's getting roasted a lot for her look at the reunion. Had very much like a high school,
like,
prom vibe.
Yeah, 2004 prom.
With the hair and with, I've seen a lot of people on social media being like, I forgot about skin glitter and I'm glad I did, because not a good look.
There's like highlighting and contouring on your, like, to make you, like, on your collarbones and things like that you can do to highlight things. But not glitter.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know 90s things are coming back. So, hey, maybe glitter will make a comeback. But
yeah, maybe.
But Sarah Ann, not now.
Not now.
Not in your fluorescent pink prom dress. Corseted prom dress with your prom hair. I had that prom hair.
You had that hair?
It was my semi-formal.
Oh, yes. Semi-formal
hair. It was my
hair.
Semi-formal
Much
hair.
Better than yes. prom hair. Yeah.
No. That was my grade eight. I'm going to see if I can find my grade eight prom picture, and I will post it if I can find it.
Oh, we need that.
I had that hair.
We need that.
That was my hair. Oh my God. I was trying to figure out, cause I was like, I had it. I just need to find out the occasion. Yes.
I think Sarah Ann, because let's be real. Jeremy is not a catch. I don't know how he ended up with two girls in this show.
Yeah.
And I know the answer. It's because one of them, Sarah Ann, just wanted to get famous. It's
she did.
What we were talking about. Like, some people now, well, thank God we have Johnny and Amy who were actually on the show for love. And I think AD was on the show for love. I think Clay and Chelsea and Jimmy were also trying. But let's be real. Sarah Ann was here for the clout.
Yeah.
She wanted to be the villain of the show. But then she was also upset when all the girls ganged up on her because she succeeded in stealing a girl's fiance.
The side eye from AD and Amy. Mm. Oh my God. And then Chelsea calling her out too. It's just, and Jess, like, they all called her out and I just loved it. That was really well done. And then they Skyped in Laura to come in and say her piece, and good for her. Jeremy seems to blame everyone else and he forgets a lot of things I find that happened.
I agree.
Like, oh, you did this. Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, I don't remember that either. And it's like, dude, you do. You're just trying to get out of it.
You're,
like,
on a TV
apologize.
Show. You got to have your facts straight. Like, people, this is immortalized now. This
Take
is a thing.
Ownership. Anyway.
So that's kind of our recap for Love is Blind season 6, the whole thing wrapped up hopefully in a bow for you. The next thing that we want to talk about, I mean, I would like to talk about, as of the recording of this, Kate Middleton has allegedly been seen in Windsor at some kind of farm.
The poor girl.
So there's a long laundry list of a backstory of what happened to Kate Middleton.
Right.
She, as of the recording of this, hasn't been seen in over 70 days, I believe.
Since around Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, it has. Like, we did know ahead of time that apparently she was going in for abdominal surgery.
Correct.
That's what the...
And that could mean...
I was about to say the church, excuse me, the palace.
Church and state.
So, close.
Yeah.
That's what they have been saying.
I feel very bad for her.
There was also the photo that was obviously edited that popped up that they had to retract because they're like, hey...
And then they put out another photo that was also...
Edited? Oh, really?
Yeah, a picture of a car, but it was edited from a different photo and the bricks were off. This makes front page newspaper news, these photo edits from AI. Like, they think it's AI generated. And then Kate had to come out, obviously the palace wrote it, saying that, as if it was Kate.
I just like to dabble in photo editing. BS. That's not real.
Come on, PR. Like, you have hid scandal upon scandal upon scandal. Let's not make this another Diana.
So let's ask the question. I just saw this video. It's going a little bit viral. What do we think has actually happened to Kate Middleton?
What's going on with Kate Middleton? Do you think she's okay?
She's just on the streets of the UK.
We're asking the people at Manchester what's really going on with Kate Middleton. Let's find out.
I think she had a BBL. She's recovering. Yeah. She's in recovery. She needs to recover.
She needs her time. Yeah. Do you think she was made by AI machines?
Probably.
Thank you, sir.
Who are you?
I'm just a man asking simple questions. Do you think she's healthy?
She's obviously had serious surgery. I think she should be left to recover and get back to the delight that she always was.
She's getting a BBL.
Do you know what's happened?
Did you see that photo?
The photo, yeah. Yeah, she's not wearing a wedding ring in it. Do you think she might be pregnant with a lizard egg of some kind?
That would be kind of cocky, actually.
She's the one photoshopping the pictures.
Do you think she is? Do you think Kate Middleton's okay?
No, I think is she all right?
Do you think she's maybe dating Pete Davidson now?
Oh my God, no way. That would be kind of cool. Like, good for her. 10 inches.
Guys, do you reckon Kate Middleton's okay?
Oh my God.
He just low-key commented on Pete Davidson's...
Package. Okay, a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift. That is hilarious that multiple people in this video said that she was getting a BBL.
No, what's actually hilarious, Rom-Com Rewind audience, is that before we went on, Sarah had to confirm with me that a BBL is a Brazilian butt lift. I had to Google it. That is what it is, right? I'm like, yes, yes.
Well, I wanted to make sure. Actually, I went to the TikTok comments because I've heard it before.
Yeah, we literally went to Florida. We were just outside of Miami, which is, like, as far as I understand, the BBL capital of North America, outside of probably Brazil. Probably Miami.
They can't sit home while they're going home on the flight. Oh my God. I feel bad for the woman because she's undergone serious abdominal surgery and whatever that is. It could be, supposedly she has Crohn's, I guess, and it could have been like her colon being taken out, whatever. Maybe she had a hysterectomy. Who knows? Like, we don't know. But, like, for God's sakes, let her recover properly and not, and I guess she's they've said that she's going to be out and about by Easter. Like, if that's not long enough of a period, supposedly the things that the people who saw her at Windsor, she looks really frail.
So a lot of people don't believe that that's actually her. A lot of people are comparing video. It is kind of
like an
grainy.
Avril Lavigne thing all over again.
It's not. You always pronounce the Lavigne like a little.
Lavigne?
Can I play another song for you that I found on TikTok as well that I think is, it's funny. They assume that she has been killed though. So it's a tiny bit dark. And I just want everybody to be aware that it's a tiny bit dark.
Okay. Kate Middleton, where are you? Is this a horror story? Princess Middleton, where are you? The world is starting to worry.
They really are, too.
Did Diana view it? Something cruel happened to you? Hey, what is going on? In Windsor's home, give us a sign that you're alive or do a live stream where you tell us you're okay. You're okay, right?
Like,
oh my God, I can't believe they took a children's song.
There is a piece of this that's like,
is that a children's song?
Just do a video saying, hey guys, hi, I'm here.
Yes, at this
I'm
point.
Just recovering from a thing.
It would have saved a lot of headaches and a lot of conspiracy theories coming out of the...
Then again, the question is, Monarch. Should she have to? Like,
no, I don't think she should.
We're
obsessed
with this. Yes. We're obsessed to a point where it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only talking about it because everybody else is freaking out about this and like people are doing these
stupid
songs.
I think the poor woman needs time to recover and I think she should have that time. And I don't think she needs to answer to the rest of the world. It's hard because they're a very public monarch and... I think people believe that whenever they've tried to not be transparent about things, they're always hiding something, right? Like,
because
hey,
that has been the case in the past.
Maybe the Crown should have done 2 more seasons so that they could cover this.
God, maybe we're writing the material, depending on what happens with Kate Middleton, maybe that's another season.
Oh my God.
On the list of people who I don't think deserve the benefit of the doubt, because I do, like, Kate Middleton has done nothing wrong to anybody. The monarchy is one thing, but she's another, I feel. Can we talk about the Academy Awards and how this is up there with the La La Land, like mistaking the best picture thing.
Oh, yeah.
Al Pacino introducing.
God. What a boob.
The Oscar for best picture. Jumping right into the Academy Awards here, because I think this is like... why do we have such old people doing best picture all the time? Now, I don't want to be ageist, but like... Al Pacino clearly had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Like, let's get somebody in there who can, one, follow direction, possibly read the prompter and teleprompter, and will do a good job.
So this is Al Pacino introducing Best Picture at the Oscars. You might have already heard this, but...
I have to go to the envelope for that, and I will.
Opening the envelope.
Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Slow claps, yes. Confusion.
Yes.
The music starts.
What happened?
So that is my favorite part of all of this is that, normally they do, here are the nominees and they list all the nominees. The Oscars have come out and said, we didn't ask Al Pacino to do that. We just told him to announce the winner.
Came out and said that the Academy asked him not to do that.
Still, so he's like, why does everybody hate on this? Because you're supposed to say, and the Oscar for Best Picture goes to. Instead, he said, my eyes see Oppenheimer. Like,
thank God for your cataracts and your eyeballs.
That is the most ridiculous way to introduce Best Picture.
It's
not the right way. But then I'm also confused by what he thought was happening. Because,
oh my God.
Because then when the camera shoots immediately to like Christopher Nolan and like the cast and everything, you can hear Al Pacino go, what happens? Like he's confused.
Well, it's because there was a delayed clap. There was a delayed response because people were waiting for it and the Best Picture is. So finally, when people start to applaud, it was too delayed for him to realize it. So he goes, what happened?
What happened? I'll play it one more time.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas, Charles Grogan. What happened?
What happened? Like, you just gave away the award in the most awkward freaking way, dude. That's what happens.
Yeah. And... yeah, I guess he said that the Academy wanted him to do it that way, which I think is just him trying to save face.
There is no way they wanted him to do it that way.
No, follow the teleprompter. But like I said, I wonder if he could see it.
Open the envelope, read the envelope, and if he can't see the envelope, get somebody else in there, guys.
Maybe when they put older people who might not be able to see the teleprompter, or maybe just Al Pacino, if they ever ask him to do it again... maybe on the envelope they should put, and the Oscar goes to.
Yes.
And then have that, and then maybe they can read that.
Well, like, I also just think this is such an antiquated way of doing it. Just like, oh, I gotta open the envelope, I gotta read the envelope.
Well, I think it's
envelope.
Like an awkward 10 seconds of dead air when they do that.
It is, and like, we've had like a couple big mistakes for this.
Yes, we have.
Why don't we, like...
year after year, eh?
There's so many ways of doing this. Just have... don't give him an envelope. Tell him who it is before he walks out there. You know? You could do that.
Yeah, but I feel like he wouldn't do it. He would just go out and be like, Oppenheimer, and then walk
or
away.
Or maybe he'd walk out and be like, oh, I forgot. Who was it again? Looking to the side of the stage. I just think there's a better way to do this. God. They keep on messing it up. These people, we pay them to act, and somehow they can't stand on a stage and just say, read some lines. That's all we're asking you to do, Al Pacino. That's what you did all your life.
It's all you need to do.
Shall we do a parenting dump to wrap this in a bow? We did this last time, and Sarah was convinced that you listening, you wouldn't really enjoy a parenting dump.
I didn't say they like our listeners wouldn't enjoy it. I just said they, I don't know. Maybe that's what I said.
That's pretty much what you said.
I don't know.
And then the overwhelming, resounding response from you on Instagram. By the way, if you want to talk about anything on the pod, reach out to us on Instagram.
Yeah, you guys loved it.
You loved it.
Which, I mean, I think it was just I didn't want everybody to just like listen to our kid funny stories. Like, I didn't know if anyone would want to listen to that. But you guys do, which is awesome. Yeah. So thank you.
We have a toddler. His name is Wells.
Yes.
Starting with, you ever have your kid unknowingly to them start pronouncing something with an accent? Actually, maybe you listening have a situation with your own child with this. Our toddler Wells, his favorite show is Bluey.
Yes.
That show is Australian. He occasionally says like, oh no, if he drops something on the ground. But he's also started saying it with a little hint of an R at the end where he's like, oh no. And immediately, this has started happening. I'm like, holy shit, we gotta cut off the Bluey, man. I love Bluey, don't get me wrong, but like,
great.
That's tough.
Oh no.
What's the thing that you always love to say?
Okay, so I saw this TikTok, this was a while back, and every time somebody says, oh no, I think of, oh no, my portfolio. And I know okay, first
assumes
note.
This is so funny.
First thing to note, my Australian accent is awful and I do apologize because we do have listeners from Australia.
So we do have a lot. Yeah,
we do.
We apologize
for honestly,
this.
We love chatting. Like,
we love Australia.
Yes, we do. I want to go to Australia.
Your kid's content so much that our son is speaking in an Australian accent now. So that's a glowing recommendation.
But my
itself.
Accent is awful and I'm so sorry.
That was pretty
bad. I saw it as a TikTok and I like die laughing and it's like it's this American guy who said it first and like said it in Australian accent and then like asks other Australians to stitch it on TikTok and going through the videos, it just like cracks me up. I cry laughing. I'm laughing so hard. Devin does not think it's funny.
I do not think it's funny at all. I think it's funny that you think it's funny.
I die laughing every time. So you can send us your voice notes in an Australian accent saying that.
Oh no.
I won't post them, I promise.
Nor.
I'll just get a kick out of them, you know?
Put this in the pile of big parenting learning moments. Our toddler Wells loves to, he likes to get under the covers and like hide his face. And we always play like the, ooh, like where's Wells game? And he laughs. He thinks it's hilarious. It always occurs in plain sight. The other day, however, I was upstairs with him and he went off to like another room. I didn't exactly know where he was. So I like called out. I'm like, hey, Wells, where are you? And I heard like a very muffled like him laughing somewhere I could not identify. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to have to go looking for this kid. I found him crouched down beside his crib. But it was this.
He's probably taking a toddler poop, too.
Yeah, they always go off to some
weird corners.
But yeah. I just had this pang of like a parenting moment of, maybe we got to be careful. Like, there's got to be some rules and regulations to the where are you game. Like, if I actually need to find you, you're going to think it's hilarious and I'm going to be annoyed, you know? Like,
I can't find you. Where are you?
Yeah, and he's like,
just follow the giggle.
Where am I? I don't know. He's just off in a corner somewhere. This drives me crazy about you, Sarah.
Oh, about me. Great.
Quirks to parenting and living with a toddler. This was unexpected. We no longer have any idea where our iPad is in the house because we don't have a main floor TV and we do try to limit screen time, but if Wells sees the iPad, he'll be like, oh, iPad, like Bluey. He'll start asking for it. So we try to keep it out of our normal line of sight.
Yes.
Which I tend to just put it in an easy place for us to identify. But
to my defense, maybe my eyesight line of sight is lower than yours because I'm shorter than you.
Well, wouldn't that mean that you want to put them in easier places than where I found the iPad, which after 10 minutes of searching the other day was in the kitchen behind a box of Rice Krispies cereal,
yes, okay.
Sarah?
to my defense, Devin, every time you like, I put it like on a table or something, Wells can still see it. And then you're like, Sarah, why didn't you put it in a harder to find spot? So I put it in a harder to find spot, which was behind the Rice Krispie box on the counter. That's true. So
we just need one spot where we always put it. Okay. I always put it under some covers by the couch so he can't see it.
Yeah. But he now takes the covers off the couch. But anywho.
Can we talk like toddlers sleeping in your bed for a quick moment? Because Wells has never slept in our bed. He's been sick the past few days.
Yes.
So last night we were like, hey, you know what? He just wants some cuddles. We can bring him in here for a bit and then put him down a little bit after.
Right.
I mean, secretly, I was like, who cares if he sleeps in our bed? I don't really care.
And anybody who has their child that sleep with them, that's totally fine. Like zero judgment.
Totally. We just never really did it.
No. And he likes his crib. However,
when I tell you this kid was beyond ecstatic to be hanging out in bed at 1 a.m. with mom and dad, he ended up like cuddling on my wrist. But there was like 10 minutes where he was just like chatting. He was like he loves rubbing my beard at night. But after like, so there was the 10 minutes of that. And then there was about 20 minutes of like, he's chilling on my wrist. Like right. He seems to be going down. And I'm also basically asleep. And I thought he was asleep. And you, Sarah's like, she starts to say, hey, maybe we should put him back in his crib.
Yes.
She gets through maybe 2.5 of those words. She's like, hey, maybe we... And he just...
He pops
jumps up.
Jumps up
like, hey!
No, he goes... He pops up and goes, hi! 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 And I'm like, what is happening?
Like, at no point was he even close to falling asleep.
No, he was not. He was just cuddling.
No, I think he was waiting those entire 20 minutes. Sarah just waiting for us to talk. Like, somebody ask me a question,
hi.
Please.
Hi.
I'm ready for the question.
Yeah.
And you were like, so? And he's like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah, and I moved him back in his crib and immediately he went back to sleep. Yeah.
It was adorable, though. Let's be honest.
It was very
so
cute. Hi. Hi.
He just wanted us to ask him a question so badly.
He just wanted to chat.
He knew. He's like, okay, we're going to sleep, but just in case, I'm going to stay up and wait.
Just going to secretly pretend I'm sleeping and then like, just, hi.
Hello, I'm here. Anyway, that's your parenting dump. That's also your pop culture recap for the Rom-Com Rewind podcast. Throw us a like, throw us a follow. And if you want to reach out about anything on the pod, @RomComRewind on Instagram.
Thanks for listening.